KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy here in Atlantic, and it's currently 51 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. An officer killed in the line of duty has been honored by the Omaha Police Foundation with its highest award. The foundation named Carrie Orozco as its Officer of the Year at a ceremony Thursday. She's the first officer to be given the honor posthumously. Police say Marcus Wheeler fatally shot Orozco on May 20th of last year when he opened fire on officers trying to arrest him. Wheeler was killed when another officer returned fire. Orozco, who's a native of Walnut, Iowa, was one day away from going on maternity leave to care for her daughter she had delivered prematurely 3 months earlier. Orozco's mother, Ellen Holtz, and grandmother accepted the honor for her daughter. Holtz said, "Thank you so much for remembering Carrie." Members of the Griswold and Lenox Community School District's Boards of Education will meet in a special joint session Monday evening. The purpose of the meeting is to explore whether the districts have a mutual interest in sharing the duties of a superintendent. The meeting takes place at 7 p.m. in the Lenox Public Library at 600 South Locust Street in Lenox. The session will be informational only. No action is expected at this time. Earlier this week, a proposed three-way sharing arrangement between the South Page, Sydney, and Griswold School Districts was shelved because the Sydney School Board failed to take action on the matter. Police in Council Bluffs late last night arrested a man for indecent exposure. Authorities say a little after 11 p.m., officers were called to 615 Damon Street in reference to an attempted abduction. The victim reported walking in the area of South Main Street and West Broadway when she was approached by an Hispanic male driving a blue SUV who asked for directions to a grocery store. As the victim stepped towards the car, she was observed the suspect to be nude from the waist down. The suspect reached for the victim as she ran away. Officers later located the suspect driving around the area and placed him under arrest. He was identified as 19-year-old Pablo Escalante Cabriales of Council Bluffs. Creston police arrested a man on a theft charge Thursday evening. 41-year-old Dennis Smith of Creston was taken into custody on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. He was released later from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. And a Creston woman reported to police last night that someone slashed a tire on her vehicle while it was parked outside of her residence in the 600 block of North Oak Street. The loss was estimated at $100. The Red Oak Police Department yesterday announced the arrest on Thursday of 35-year-old Cale Garrett Hardman of Red Oak on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Hardman was arrested after being found walking westbound on Senate Street from 8th Street in Red Oak at around 3:50 p.m. Thursday. He was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held without bond. Two people were injured and transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Care Center following a collision Thursday morning about 2 miles west of Clarinda. The Page County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened at the intersection of O Avenue and Highway 2 just before 7 a.m. The drivers of the vehicles, 26-year-old Andrew Thomas Skinner of Denver, Iowa, and 38-year-old Talisha Vaughn Bradley of Fairfax, Missouri, were hurt. The extent of their injuries was not immediately known. Officials say Skinner was southbound on O Avenue in a 1998 Oldsmobile, while Bradley was eastbound on Highway 2 in a 2009 Mitsubishi SUV. Skinner failed to pay attention to the stop ahead sign, the rumble strips, and the stop sign and went into the intersection without stopping. Bradley didn't see Skinner until Skinner was in the intersection. Her SUV hit Skinner's car on the passenger side doors. Both vehicles spun out, went through a fence in the southeast corner of the intersection, and came to rest in a pasture owned by Brent Pulliam. Clarinda Police and Clarinda Ambulance and Clarinda Fire Department personnel assisted at the scene. Both vehicles are considered a total loss. Damage to the fence was estimated at $1,500. Charges were pending. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican for Red Oak, said she will continue to push for answers in the death of a Western Iowa woman. 21-year-old Sarah Root of Council Bluffs died after police say her car was rear-ended by a vehicle driven by 19-year-old Eswin Mejia. Police say Mejia was in the country illegally, drunk driving, and street racing. Ernst says they want to know why Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, didn't detain Mejia, and he's believed to have fled the country illegally.
We have not heard back yet from ICE, and we have contacted the agency, and I have requested a phone call directly with Director Saldana of ICE. She had appeared in front of our committee a number of weeks ago.
Ernst and fellow Senator Charles Grassley have been pushing ICE for answers.
We are going to push and make sure that this fugitive is brought to justice. We have to do that not only for the Root family, but we have to do it and force the issue to make sure ICE is protecting our American citizens. They need to know that this is an issue.
Root's mother, Michelle, testified before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee this week as they also investigate the case. Senator Ernst says it's important that ICE has the proper procedures in place.
Not just in this case, but there are other cases as well where we need to make sure ICE is following through.
She says the president must rethink his policies and seriously reconsider them so that tragedies like this one are not replicated elsewhere. In our funeral announcements, Merrill Bud Jones, age 84, of Prescott and formerly of Fontenelle, died April 14th in Corning. Graveside services for Bud Jones will be today at 10:30 in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Robinson, age 92, of Exira, died April 9th at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Robinson will be at noon today at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Bud Jorgensen, age 87, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Bud Jorgensen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Roger Thompson, age 79, of Spring, Texas, died Sunday. Graveside services for Roger Thompson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oak Hill Cemetery in Hancock. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Arnold Foss, age 79, of Parkview, a native of Exira, died March the 1st. Graveside services for Arnold Foss will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery, west of Exira. A lunch will immediately follow at the Exira Lutheran Church's Fellowship Hall. Darlene Barr O'Brien, age 83, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A mass of Christian burial for Darlene O'Brien will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Denise Beardmore McMartin, age 55, of Messina, died Sunday. A celebration of life gathering for Denise McMartin will be held April 30th from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Family Farm near Messina at 72715 Seattle Road. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And George William Clark, age 82, of Cypress, California, a native of the Griswold area, died February 8th. Public graveside services and burial of cremains for George Clark will be held May the 14th at 10 a.m. at the Waveland Township Cemetery south of Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.